The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. All right. Housekeeping done. Great. Welcome. So for the theme for tonight's guided meditation, she'll be 30 minutes. After a few minutes of remarks and introduction, the theme for tonight is metta, cultivating metta, cultivating friendliness, kindness. Start with ourselves. Actually, as always, we'll start with some breath and body settling and tilling the soil with settling with the body and the breath before we move gently to metta, cultivating metta. And the theme for tonight, the theme for metta, is exploring friendliness, goodwill, kindness, which has a sense of strength to it. Because sometimes we may only associate friendliness, kindness, goodwill, warmth with a softness. Yes, it can be soft, it can be gentle, and yet there can be a sense of profound strength, stability, power, the same way that, say, a lioness protects her cubs. The sense of love and care, which is fierce, it's a fierce heart, it's a fierce love that shows itself in a slightly different way. So for tonight, my invitation is that we'll explore not just the gentle aspect, but also this aspect of caring for ourselves from a place of strength and care, deep care and strength, and exploring what that feels like. What is the flavor of that as we explore that in our meditation? What does that feel like as we explore it? Is it familiar? Is it unfamiliar? So that's our exploration for tonight. So with that, let's get started. So I'd like to invite you to get into your meditation posture. Now, if you need to move, you need to switch, to sit comfortably. You also want to lie down, if that's what your body is calling you to do. It's perfectly fine. It's a time to switch and take care of your body to be fully comfortable. Settling and arriving first and foremost in your body with your breath. And we'll spend some time just settling, tilling the soil. So landing, letting go in this moment, choosing to let go in this moment of all the cares, of all the thoughts. Not that there is anything wrong with thinking. It's quite useful. But for this moment, we're going to take refuge in the simplicity of the breath and the body in this moment. Inviting ourselves to relax, inviting this body, this human form to soften. To let go of any holding, any tension. Inviting the breath to breathe us. Notice I'm not saying that you breathe, because we don't want to make breathing into a project effortful, but let yourself be breathed. simply noticing that your body knows how to breathe. Your body has been breathing you all this time, all these years. So let's not make it into a project. Allowing yourself to be breathed. Ah. And as the breath moves in and out, with every in-breath, letting there be more aliveness, as if your heart, your body is becoming more filled out, more full with the breath, more aware, more awake. And with each out-breath, settling more deeply . Letting go. Offering up any tension. Letting your whole body become soft. So soft. Limp, heavy. Letting gravity pull down, letting your chair, your cushion hold you up, giving up any effort, giving up all effort to do, in this moment. Stop doing. Stop doing. Simply receive. Let your body receive the breath. First and foremost, a complete relaxation of the body as the foundation for any cultivation practice or any practice period. Befriending non-doing. Just receiving the breath. And spend a few minutes just receiving the breath. Softening, relaxing the body some more. Letting each breath be enjoyed, savored. Just this breath. Someday will be your last breath. Savoring the magnificence, mystery of this body breathing in this moment in time. And at any point, if and when you find a thought has come up, a memory, a plan, and your mind is resting on the thought, it's okay. It's part of this practice, this noticing. It's noticing what the mind is resting on right now. And gently, without any judgment, any harshness, knowing that this is what minds do, just like puppies that run around. This is what minds do. As if you're inviting a beloved puppy back. Come back, sweetie, come back. It's okay. The same gentleness. Gently inviting your attention, your awareness, to rest with the body and the breath, receiving the breath, settling, feeling nourished in this moment. You might need to invite back the puppy 100 times. Do it every time, patiently, smilingly. It's part of this training. Receiving the breath, enjoying the mystery of this moment, one breath at a time. Now I'd like to invite you to bring to mind someone or some being that you care about. When you bring them to mind, a sense of ease a smile, a sense of safety maybe shows up for you. It could be a pet, it could be a child, it could be a friend, a benefactor, a teacher, a parent. It could also be someone you don't know very close, but maybe someone whom has inspired you, someone who has inspired you by their teaching, their kindness. It could be an archetype. It could be a being of light. Or the Buddha, or Jesus, Mother Mary. Or a living being you associate with unconditional kindness and love. And see yourself, if you're visual, or a felt sense works for you, seeing yourself, feeling yourself in the presence of this being. And it's a sense of giving and receiving goodwill. If you've chosen a being of light or an archetypal image, could be a sense of the sense of receiving their goodwill, their care, being held in their kindness could be stronger. Unconditional kindness. And if you've chosen a benefactor, a pet, a child, maybe a sense of giving is stronger. You're holding them with your gaze of kindness and benevolence and goodwill. It doesn't matter the starting point. With this practice tonight, we'll explore the giving and receiving, the field, in a moment. But start wherever feels easiest for you. Start wherever is easiest for you. A sense of receiving. Unconditional care, unconditional love, goodwill, well-being. Just because, or a sense of giving it. Or maybe it's already for you a realization that, wait, it's both being received and it's also given, the sense of appreciation and care. It's both given and it's received from this being. To the point that it's not clear who's giving and who's receiving. It's a field of care, goodwill, kindness. Appreciation. See what works best for you. Experiment. And if the receiving is stronger, stay with that. All good. If the giving is stronger for you, stay with that. No problem. However, metta, friendliness, kindness, goodwill, is experienced for you right now, giving or receiving. Let's stay with that for a few moments, a few minutes. And you could go back and forth if you wish also, giving and receiving. Letting your body be soft and relaxed. The giving and receiving, whichever you're focusing on or allowing, let it flow. Let it not be effortful, the sense of doing, but as if it's just happening on its own. If it's receiving, just receiving care and love, being held in the kind gaze of another. It's receiving as if beams of love. And if giving, let it be also a simple outflow that's natural. Holding the other just with your caring presence. Your wishes for their well-being. Your goodwill. Whatever you were giving more attention to, whether it was giving or receiving, see if it's now possible to open up to the possibility of the other. Even if you chose the being of light and you're receiving goodness, care, from them or the Buddha or Jesus. As you change direction, as you change the emphasis a little bit, see if it can be a sense of appreciation, gratitude, love. And if you had chosen a child or a pet, and you were giving, see if you can now open to receiving their love, their appreciation, their joy for you. Mm. The same with a friend or a benefactor. See if you can receive more now, or the other way around. And now see if it is possible. Don't push it. So whatever is easy, rest there. And yet, it is possible for there to be going back and forth between giving and receiving. Maybe a breath or two giving, a breath or two receiving, or in-breath and out-breath. See if that's available. And if not, no problem. Stay with whatever is accessible right now. It's all good. You could potentially feel like a game of ping pong in a moment. Giving, receiving, giving, receiving. Playfully. Again, maybe connect it with your in-breath and out-breath. Maybe in-breath receiving, out-breath giving. And now, letting that go, and seeing perhaps that there is a field of giving and receiving. Both held, that the other, in their beauty, in their grace and their mystery, sees your beauty, your grace, your mystery, that the divinity in the other sees the divinity that is in you, unfathomable, beyond what you can perceive and really understand yourself. The dimensionality of your own being. And in this field of goodwill, care, there's a certain dimensionality of giving and receiving. It's a field. Goodwill and care beyond what is fabricated. That you're simply perceiving, landing in. You're breathing, both the giving and receiving. Just as you see the other beings, beauty and depth, and offering love. Loving the depths, the grace. So too, your beauty is being seen, appreciated, and loved. And seeing how in this field of giving and receiving metta, there is an empowerment. In addition to the gentleness and care, there is an empowerment, power. A deep, penetrating stability in seeing and being seen with the eyes of love. It's not limited to your small self. Something deeper, something more profound that's awakened, is seen, is touched into. Sense of trust. Awakening, empowering. Aligning, calling into alignment. The expansiveness of your heart with your agency in this life to care, to love both yourself and all living beings to be of service. Even beings you may not like, but a sense of love and appreciation of their divinity, their beauty. And how recognizing this is empowering. Love is both gentle and powerful. Metta. Just resting with whatever resonates for you. For a couple of minutes. And for the last moment of this practice period, holding yourself with empowered appreciation and care for whatever arose or did not arise this practice period without attachment to outcome. So, I always like to ask at the end of practice period, a guided meditation, for you to check in and notice what's arising for you. And the reason is by taking stock, by realizing, by becoming aware of what has shifted, what's present. One enables, empowers that shift, especially if it's a wholesome one, to land more deeply in your body, in your mind, in your heart, and also neuronally. So I'd like to invite you to check in what's present right now, what's happening. And you're welcome to unmute yourself and share or put it in chat and I'll start. For me, there is a sense of love that's imbued with power, and I use the power in sense of agency. There's a sense of, love imbued with agency, power, powerful. So, your turn. Go. What's present? And chat is enabled to everyone if you wish, and also you can unmute yourself. So what's present? Rob, please, yes. Oops, I can't hear you. Oh, still can't hear you. Can anybody else hear Rob? Seems like something isn't working in the audio, Rob, so might ask you to type it. Sorry. Bobby offers a feeling of light. Thank you, Bobby. Austin, snow globe, settle down. Lovely. Lisa offers, feels like solidness and loving presence is really possible. Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Lisa. Feels like solidness and loving presence is really possible. That's lovely. Thank you. Yeah. Any other offerings? Rob, let's try you one more time. So can anybody else hear Rob? If yes, give me a... Nobody else can hear you, Rob. I think there's a problem with your audio. Yeah. Kim offers vibrating, powerful love like the sun. That's lovely. Vibrating, powerful love like the sun. It's beautiful what's present. Nav offers giving and receiving like waves softly ebbing and flowing. Beautiful. Ah, I appreciate all that's offered and put in the space. Victor offers, my puppy is calling me to take a nap. Silly puppy. Oh, yes. The puppy of the mind. I don't know if it's your puppy of the mind. Yes, yes. Puppies, you know, that's what they do. Be gentle, be kind, sweet. Everything is welcome, by the way. As well as the puppy of your mind calling you to take a nap. It's all good. Whatever is arising. Yeah. Appreciate everything that has been offered and put in the space. So this moment in our practice period, we transition from practicing on our own to practicing in community. And what's beautiful about this, every single time we do this, is how the rubber meets the road after you have sat. And with this feeling that has been cultivated of the sense of holding yourself, being held, whole giving and receiving, the sense of powerful metta or whatever came up for you to be in relationship with another couple of people in a small group, will be size of three, each group, and each person will speak for just a couple of minutes. And the prompt is, how are you? How is this practice? And there's no right or wrong. You can say, I fell asleep, I didn't follow it, I loved it, I hated it. It doesn't matter what you say. What's really crucial in this practice is how you hold yourself, the sense of care, allowing yourself to be surprised, to allow whatever comes up to come up, not wanting to sound smart or whatever, just accepting, loving yourself. Yeah, this is what happened. And being held in that way and holding others with a sense of appreciation. They can say no wrong. They can say no wrong and see if you can do that. We can hold them with just a sense of metta. So that's the crux of this practice, being held with metta and holding others with metta for just 6 minutes. And see what comes up when you meet someone from some other place in the world. And just engage in this way without any expectations of what's going to come out of your mouth, what's going to come out of their mouth. It's a practice. It's a sandbox. So I invite you, especially if you're on the fence, like, oh, I'm not so sure. I think I'm going to leave the meeting. I invite you to hang in there and see what surprises might come up for you. And if tonight is really not the right night for you, that's fine too. You can bow out. It's all good. But check it out, especially if you're on the fence. So with that, I'd like to create the breakout rooms now. They'll be a size of 3 or 4. We'll see how the chips fall. And here we go. Let's see. I need to do a little bit of moving. And okay, I think the groups are ready to be opened. Size. Okay, here we go.
This I felt were really enriching and creating such peaceful and like a space allowing us to feel present and really tap into that metta really beautifully.
Thanks, Bobby. I'm delighted to see you and you showing up, and you know, this wouldn't be the same if you guys weren't here present, right? If I was just talking to myself, it wouldn't be the same without us creating a field together. So I really appreciate everyone showing up and practicing together. Yeah, it's a co-creative field. Thank you, Bobby. Yeah. Any last reflections?
I would like to extend gratitude to Kathleen and Trudy, who I was in a group with, and all three of us were talking about the fact that we give more easily than we receive. And the collective learning that we came up with was that by giving people the opportunity to give, it's a gift in a way for them. So the act of receiving is a gift to those who would give. So thank you both, and thank you, Nikki, as always.
Thank you, Nav. Beautiful point here you brought up. Indeed, it is a huge gift to another being to let them be generous to you, and it's also a radical practice of humility in this tradition to allow yourself to receive. It's so important for us to practice receiving and not just giving. So practice receiving people. It's important. And of course, giving, true, but receiving, it's just as you brought up, there is a, it's both are very important different ways. Patricia, you want to say something, please?
Yeah, sorry. Nikki, I know it's time to leave, but I was wondering if I could ask you a quick question before you leave. It's kind of like a private thing, just for too many things.
Sure, no problem.
Okay. I'll wait till everybody leaves. I don't want to bother everybody.
It's all good. So I'll formally bring the session to a close, and I'll just stay back, and you can ask your question, Patricia. So yes, it's 7:00. I want to thank all of you for showing up and for practicing, both for yourself and for all beings whose lives you touch. This is really sweet. And just an offering from Neil. My first time joining live, it was even more powerful than the recording. Thank you kindly. Thank you, Neil. I'm so delighted that you joined live. I think they are more powerful live, especially with the interactions. So glad you joined. What a delight. So yeah, may you all be well, safe, happy, healthy, have ease, and may you spread your light in the world powerfully, both giving and receiving with humility. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Good night or good morning for those in Asia. Bye.